This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Well, Mikko Rantanen, I guess he was in Carolina a little longer than Luke Shen was here, but not much. He's on his way to Dallas for a player plus two first-round picks, plus smaller pieces in the deal as well. Wow. There's just such a great market right now for sellers, and that's huge for Dallas. Does somebody out there want Ricard Raquel, and what are they willing to give up? That's the question. Right, Limits?
I mean, I'm sure people want him, and as Josh Joey just pointed out, there still remains a chance that Raquel has moved, although what he's hearing is that it's only happening if the offer is overwhelming. And what's overwhelming? Well, only Kyle Dubas knows what the answer is to that.
I mean, what are we talking about at overwhelming? I'll take a first-round pick.
Two firsts.
And I don't think you're going to get two firsts.
That's overwhelming.
Okay, then just don't trade him. Let's see if he's healthy. Let's see by the end of the season. Let's see if he's ever this hot of a commodity. Let's see if he can do what he's never done in his career, at least since his mid-20s, which is be consistent year to year. You're betting on all those things. I just think it's a bad idea to keep him. I really do. I don't think this is a quick fix type of situation. I mean, you have Geno coming back next year, right? You're going to have to play him.
And that'll be his farewell tour, pretty much.
If Carlson wants to come back, you have no control over that. Letang wants to come back, you have no control over that. Who's your goalie for next year? You have all kinds of holes in the lineup, up and down. I mean, they're going to be really bad next year, too. So what's the point?
Yeah, it's a disaster. I mean, that's why.
I just don't get the point of tending, to this first line, this top line that has been, productive offensively, but they're like a combined minus 70. It's not what you're supposed to be doing right now. And I'm glad he's getting a couple second round picks. Those are good deals. Something bigger needs to happen before I'm going to believe that this is a full scale, full on rebuild, which is what I think they need to do. I don't think this is a Capitals quick fix myself. Do you?
No, it's not. And if they trade Raquel, they're admitting, even if they don't want to say it out loud, that it is a full-on rebuild. And look, Raquel was inconsistent last year. He's been banged up. Like, this is by far the best season that he's maybe not by far, but it is the best season that he's played with the Penguins. And there is years of control, which is a hot commodity for teams as well.
Who's the next star? That's the question with the Penguins.
Don't know.
Who is the next star? It's a star-centric organization through its history. That doesn't mean you can't now build it, like the Carolina Hurricanes or something have been for a lot of these years. But who's the next superstar to build around?
He's not here yet.
That's the key question.
You're not here.
And I'm not saying you're going to get, Mario or Sid or even Yager, right? Or Malkin. Okay? Those are generational talents. But there has to be a star to build around moving forward.
And where are you going to get one? More than likely, it's the draft. And that's why accumulating these picks and having a top five pick this year, and hopefully they can position themselves for Gavin McKenna next year, the top pick in the draft from Canada, the young prospect who's supposed to be like the next best great thing. I mean, that is, it's sad as a Penguins fan, but that is what you need to be optimistic about. Like, that is what you need to hope for. Not saying, like, you know, go out and hope that they are completely awful next year and the games are unwatchable. Not saying that. But if they can position themselves for that top pick, like, that is the quickest way to turn this thing around. It is.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Do I owe you anything else, O Limitless Wonder?
I think we're squared away.
Big weekend plans?
Not really. No. Well, actually, yes. My both of my sisters are back on spring break from college.
Yeah?
They're coming back today, both, which is nice. One's at Penn State and one's at Kent State.
What are you guys going to do, family party?
I'll go to the fish fry tonight, which will be nice. We have a family party next weekend to celebrate my dad's birthday and my birthday. And
we should roast a pig this summer, Limits. Do you know how?
Do you think I know how to roast a pig?
I don't know. Do you?
Take a guess.
Probably not.
No.
You ever been to a pig roast?
No, I've never heard of a pig roast.
You've never heard of a pig roast?
No.
You put a pig on a spit for, I don't know, like a day, and then everybody eats it. It's a pig roast.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think I've seen that in movies. But I wasn't sure how, like, real it was, I guess. How uninformed of an opinion that is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Devin McCourty, you see what, or Jason McCourty, you see what he said about Justin Fields?
Fan or not a fan?
He was on ESPN's Unsportsmanlike, not a fan of them bringing him back anyway. It seems as though they're going to stick with Fields, which is crazy to me from the standpoint of Fields was your quarterback last year. You decide to go to Russell Wilson. It gets ugly down the stretch. You can blame Russ, says McCourty. You can blame whoever you want. You look at it, offensively, they struggled. They never went back to Fields. Everything you see now, it's like, yeah, they'd rather bring back Fields than Wilson. I will acknowledge it's a very odd situation, the Steelers quarterback dilemma. Are we going to have an answer by Monday? Let's make some predictions. Let's make some predictions here to end the show. Will the Steelers have their starting quarterback by Monday? When we come in, me, you, and Bob, if he decides to show up.
My gut is telling me no. That Fields is going to test the market. But I don't rule him out coming back if he does test the market. I will not.
My gut is telling me yes, and it's going to be Justin Fields. At least, well, you know, I don't know if it'll be official, but it'll be known, I think, by Monday that it's him.
Now, why do you think he won't test the market, or will the Steelers give him an offer that he just can't
refuse? I think he's getting the idea right now that nobody wants to guarantee him pole position. I could be wrong about that. That's a flat-out guess on my part, but I have a feeling that not much has changed since last offseason when nobody offered him pole position. Did those six games here turn him into a different commodity than he was last offseason? I don't think so.
Well, I don't know what hurts him going to free agency, though, and at least seeing what the market and what the
waters are. What might hurt him is that the Steelers would be like, all right, we can't afford to wait. We're going to get somebody else.
So what, they're going to turn to Russell Wilson, who definitely has a polarizing market?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do.
Nobody wants Russell Wilson.
You let a guy. Does anybody want Justin
Maybe
Fields?
Maybe the Giants. There's more.
You're telling me it doesn't make sense to you that the Steelers' position could be once this guy goes to free agency, what do we do? Just sit around and wait? We got to get somebody. People are going to be on Sam Darnold, for instance. We're just going to wait? Yeah, you get back to us, Justin, when the whole market's dried up and tell us what's going on.
I just feel
that could
like
be problematic.
There's no market for Russ. Maybe the Giants are. And there's been a lot of rumors and reports there.
Forget
Aaron
about
Rodgers
Russ.
Going to the Giants.
Forget about Russ. If Justin Fields goes to open market, then you got to make a plan. You can't just sit there and wait.
Right. And I mean, maybe that is pivoting to Darnold. Maybe it is trading for a quarterback. Maybe it is looking yourself in the eye and saying in the mirror and saying, well, maybe Kyle Allen isn't that big of a.
Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and given yourself advice like, this is what we're going to do, Austin? We're not going to let him do this to us anymore. What do you say?
I usually don't say anything. Sometimes you'll. Do you talk to yourself? Well, I know the answer to that. I kind of talk to myself sometimes too.
I mean, I talk to other people out loud when they're not here.
Talk to yourself all the time, every break.
Yeah, I'm always talking to myself.
Yeah. What do I say to myself?
Although I don't know that I look myself in the mirror and say anything. I don't really like looking in the mirror.
Where does that saying come from? Look yourself in the mirror and talk. I mean, you only see that in movies, I guess.
Right. I think Ron's done it.
Probably. But then again, Ron doesn't look like his appearance, so maybe he's not looking into the mirror and talking to himself.
What do you mean he doesn't look like his appearance?
He doesn't like his appearance.
Oh, yeah. He hates his appearance, especially the back hair.
As he told me that he doesn't want people to see his face anymore. That's why I wouldn't come on the video feed when he joined us
is that what he said?
One-year retirement. Yeah, he said, nobody wants to see my face. Oh, I get, especially with the sun I'm getting down here in Florida, nobody wants to see me.
I think he has a very pleasant face, Ron. What's
I do
wrong
too.
With it? Nothing. And then he said nobody, when it came to the fanniversary, he was like, nobody wants to hear from me anymore. Yes, they do.
Everybody wants to hear from the young guys. Nobody wants to hear from me.
Everybody wanted to hear from Ron.
An old has-been, he called himself.
Did he?
Yeah, has-been.
A has-been?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, poor Ron. Why does he have that perception of himself?
A lot of us have poor perceptions of ourselves limits, and we need help in that area.
We do.
Malzi doesn't have that problem.
You don't think so?
No, he's a very high perception of himself. I'm trying to buy time here for one more trade before we go off the air. Are we going to get it or no?
No trades yet.
Rantanen is a giant trade, and I think the Senators are going to be very happy with Dylan Cousins. Thank you, Limits. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
I hope you have a better one than me, but I hope mine is good too.
See you, buddy.
See you later.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.